Welcome or welcome back to Turner Syndrome Talking Tea with your host, Emily Seymour. What I hope for this podcast is, I hope it makes people affected by Turner Syndrome feel less alone. And I hope it spreads awareness on Turner Syndrome because it really needs it. I have a lot of different perspectives on Turner Syndrome in this podcast, from ladies themselves with Turner Syndrome, to mums, to dads, to doctors, a lot of different experiences with Turner Syndrome. So there's something here for everyone. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hi everyone. So we've got Jodie here with us today. Hi Jodie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Emily?
Where are you talking to you from?
From South Africa, Johannesburg.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to ask you a few things about Turner's, if that's okay.
Okay, no problem.
What's your relationship with Turner's?
Well, my relationship is a good relationship. Like, I've come to accept the diagnosis, and I've lived a healthy and productive life. We actually also have a support group that I haven't been to in a while. So I do catch up with people now and then that are also Turner syndromes in South Africa. So it's been a positive change. You know, it's always so positive to know that no matter what, you know, people can still accept you for the diagnosis that you have, you know. So, yeah.
Nice. What's your most challenging aspect of Turner's, would you say?
My most challenging one could actually be, like, maybe people think that maybe you're not so academically inclined, because I loved, like, studying. I loved, you know, being in college and everything. But I just needed that extra tutoring sometimes, because it kind of could take you just a bit of a minute. But other than that, I could grasp things, you know, because I'm so happy, like, where I find myself, you know. Because if it wasn't, like, for parenting encouragement and for the upbringing that one has, you know, it makes a huge difference having positive people in your life, you know. And also not to treat you like with kid gloves, like, oh, you know, like to treat you like as normal, you know, because life is not always perfect and you gotta accept that, you know. So, and I'm also thankful for the faith, you know. I'm very, like, spiritual, you know, and I really love the faith that I have in God and in Christ. So.
Oh, okay. That's really nice. I like that answer. That was really nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's your most positive aspect?
My most positive aspect is having the friends that I have now and having the family that I have, because sometimes I also like to make jokes. How old are you now? Sure you are. And then, like people say, I don't look the age that I am. So I kind of find that as a positive as well. Yeah. So it's kind of neat, you know. And for me, it's like making sure that, you know, you be yourself. Being yourself and being authentic to who you are is so important, because if you're not yourself, people can't accept you for who you are. You know, they cannot accept you for who you are if you are not yourself, you know.
It all starts with you, doesn't it?
Yes, and the internal dialogue that you kind of have with yourself, you know. And it's so important to be kinder to yourself, you know, because if you harsh on yourself, and people actually realize that, and they kind of don't like that as well, you know. And the self-talk and self-reflection, you know, journey has been very important for one's, you know, mental growth and mental health.
Could not agree more. Okay, so is there a Turner Syndrome Support Society in South Africa?
Yes, there is. I haven't been to it quite a while because I keep up with one of the ladies called Emma, and we normally chat. Like, we all are living our own lives. You know, she's in Cape Town, I'm in Johannesburg. So it's like not easy to get together. So when she's here, she's like, I'm here, you know, and you know, so that kind of helps and you know, check in with her now and then. So, yeah.
What's your
Yeah.
involvement with the society? Do they have conferences? Have you been to a conference?
No, they don't have conferences. I just have like that relationship with the like friendship, you know, to say, hey, let's grab a cup of coffee, let's grab a cup of tea. You know, I think maybe it could have been, I don't know. I don't know why they stopped having those amazing gatherings, but I mean, and it would be nice to link up with some of them because some of them have moved to different countries as well. So I think that also impacted like the gatherings and the connectivity and all this kind of stuff. So yeah.
Oh, that's a
Yeah.
shame that they're not doing the conferences. That's a shame.
Yeah, because because they moved and like the mom's in Cape Town and then sometimes she will come to Joburg and there's another lady that's in Australia. So yeah.
So how is
Yeah.
the either your friends who have Turners or the support society helped you?
They have helped me a lot in terms of like making me connect with other people to know that, oh wow, that's also a lady that also has that, you know, medical condition. So it's like so cool to see other people that deal with the condition as well. Because for me, it helped me also to accept. Like, my parents didn't have that like conversation with me. Hey, I just grew up in that support system because they didn't have to tell me. I kind of figured out and we kind of had that support system. So it was nice that, you know, my parents were like so open to discussing and so open to making me meet people with that because it's like they accepted it. Like when I was small, I had like heart operations as well, right? So like the doctors also were like not sure, you know, about like the physical and if I would like make it, you know. And because of my parents' faith and because of them not like really listening sometimes to the doctors, like, no, you know, let's do the operation and let's see, you know, because giving me a fighting chance, you know, to live. And, you know, so the medical issue has also, like, you know, played a part sometimes in the way we view things because I had to, like, I know some people that didn't have to have that, you know, operation and stuff. So it helped me also to link up with some people to see their different experiences. So looking at the other people and how they experienced like their health was like something that I would have valued and I do value. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
What's your most important message on Turner syndrome, would you say?
I think the most important is just to give people with Turner syndrome the hearing that they need, like to listen to them and to make sure that, you know, you understand what they're trying to say. And, you know, don't treat us like with kid gloves and, you know, just treat us as normal and as, you know, as we are, you know, because we are not, how can I say? We don't have a mental disability. We have a physical disability. It's not like always physical, but it's something that is just in us and who we are. Like, so my main message is just treat us as humans. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good message. And
Thank you.
just to say, everyone is different, as in sometimes some countries treat it as a disability, some countries don't. Some people have it worse off, some people won't. So it's like it's really individual.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that. Because like when I was in school, it's like people would like wonder, like, because I could have the features, so I do like have the neck, right? So it's like, because mine is like very visible, and that's why sometimes I also have the heel long, but I've learned to, like, accept it, in the years, because I did have friends, that were always there for me during school and, doing homework together, and so I had a healthy upbringing, and there were teachers that would support, and then there were some teachers that didn't understand, that weren't educated. So I feel like also being educated on the topic is just as important, because I know a lady that's also Turner syndrome, and she's a teacher. And I mean, having that is so amazing, because if she meets someone, she can assist someone if she's a teacher, So her name is Desiree, and she's just an amazing person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to your episode before we finish?
Nothing else. I just would like to thank you for the opportunity. I want to thank you for granting me this ability to, share the topic and to speak about Turner syndrome. I hope it was informative for your listeners, and I thank you so much for your time as well. And thank you to your listeners for taking the time to listen.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And everyone listening, I will see you next week. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If you want to know more about Turners, go to www.tss.org.uk. And that is the website for the official Turner Syndrome Support Society UK charity. Or you can go back to my first ever episode on this podcast where I explained what Turner's is and how it's affected me. So I hope you have a really great week, and I will see you in the next episode.